Bride of the Fire. Bride of the fire, clasp me now close. Bride of the fire, I have shed the bloom of the earthly rose, I have slain desire. Beauty of the light, surround my life, beauty of the light. I have sacrificed longing and parted from grief, I can bear thy delight. Image of ecstasy, thrill and enlace, image of bliss, I would see only thy marvelous face, feel only thy kiss. Voice of infinity, sound in my heart, call of the one, stamp there thy radiance, never to part, O living sun. Epigram. If thou wouldst traverse time with vagrant feet, nor make the poles thy limit, fill not then thy wallet with the fancy's cloying sweet, which is no stay to heaven-aspiring men, but follow wisdom, since alone the wise can walk through fire with unblinking eyes. Song. O Lady Venus, shine on me, O rose-crowned goddess from thy seas, radiant among the Cyclades, O rose-crowned, puissant like the sea. O Lady Venus, shine on me, O rose-crowned goddess from thy seas, radiant among the Cyclades, O rose-crowned, puissant like the sea. And bring thy graces three, the swift companions of thy mirthful mind. Bring thy sweet rouge with thee, thy careless archer, beautiful and blind. O woman's royal heart, bid him to wound and bid her who is free. Bind her for me, nor for the sweet bright crimson blood may start in little rillets from the little heart. Spare her, thy sport to be, goddess, she spared not me. Epitaph. Moulded of twilight and the vesper star, midnight in her with noon made quiet war. Moulded twixt life and death, love came between. Then the night fell, twilight faded, the star had been. Who? In the blue of the sky, in the green of the forest, whose is the hand that has painted the glow? When the winds were asleep in the womb of the ether, who was it roused them and bade them to blow? He's lost in the heart, in the cavern of nature. He's found in the brain, where he builds up the thought. In the pattern and bloom of the flowers he's woven, in the luminous net of the stars he's caught. In the strength of a man, in the beauty of a woman, in the laugh of a boy, in the blush of a girl, the hand that sent Jupiter spinning through heaven spends all its cunning to fashion a curl. These are his works and his veils and his shadows, but where is he then? By what name is he known? Is he Brahma or Vishnu? A man or a woman, bodied or bodiless, twin or alone? We have love for a boy who's dark and resplendent. A woman is lord of us, naked and fierce. We have seen him amuse on the snow of the mountains. We have watched him at work in the heart of the spheres. We will tell the whole world of his ways and his cunning. He has rapture of torture and passion and pain. He delights in our sorrows and drives us to weeping, then lures with his joy and his beauty again. All music is only the sound of his laughter, all beauty the smile of his passionate bliss. Our lives are his heart beats, our rapture the bridal of Radha and Krishna, our love is their kiss. He is strength that is loud in the blare of the trumpets, and he rides in the car and he strikes in the spears. He slays without stint and is full of compassion. He wars for the world and its ultimate years. In the sweep of the world, in the surge of the ages, ineffable, mighty, majestic and pure, beyond the last pinnacle seized by the thinker, he's throned in a seat that forever endure. The master of man and his infinite lover, he is close to our hearts, had we vision to see. We are blind with our pride and the pomp of our passions. We are bound in our thoughts where we hold ourselves free. It is he in the sun who is ageless and deathless, and into the midnight his shadow is thrown. When darkness was blind and engulfed with darkness, he was seated with it, immense and alone. Sri Aurobindo, Collected Poems.